Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
God had answered Isaac's plea for a child by giving Rebekah too. But it was not an easy pregnancy. Movements in the womb are normal, but it seemed like a wrestling match in there. There were no prenatal clinics, no ultrasounds in those days. But she, like mothers today, could go directly to the Lord. If all is well, she wondered, why am I like this? Genesis 25, verse 22. The Lord's explanation, I'm sure, has never been offered by any gynecologist in history. He said, quote, two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. Verse 23. If that isn't big enough, two nations locked in conflict inside you, wait till you find out what the New Testament has to say about it. Those boys didn't just represent two nations, they represent the whole human race. Malachi 1, verses 2 and 3, and Romans 9, 13. They are pictures of the haves and the have-nots. The firstborn son will represent the haves, who in fact have not. Those who claim their rights by law, but in the end do not receive God's gift. Quote, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Romans 10:3. On the other hand, those born second, who cannot appeal to the law for their rights, receive righteousness by grace through faith. Quote, what shall we say then? That Gentiles, who did not pursue righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith. Chapter 9, verses 30 to 32. A massive story indeed, and more to come. Now I wonder, have you been saved by grace through faith?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.